מסכת חולין פרק ד' משנה ה. השוחטת הבהמה ומצא בה בן שמונה חי או מת. If somebody slaughters a pregnant animal and he finds inside of her an 8-month fetus, either it was alive or dead, או בן תשעה מת, or he finds a 9-month fetus that was dead, קוראו ומוציא דמו. He's allowed to tear it open without doing any שחיטה and remove the blood and then eat it. The שחיטה of the mother is effective for the dead fetus as well. The blood is forbidden because it's the idea not allowed to eat blood. It has to be drained before eating it. The fetus is considered to be like a body part of the mother. It's like eating the kidneys or the liver. It's nothing to do. It's not a separate animal. Therefore, you're allowed to eat it even though it was an 8-month or a 9-month and it was dead inside. There's no need for shechita. You're allowed to eat whatever's there. But just like a regular another limb of the body, you'd have to drain the blood. You can't drink blood. So therefore, it's kosher as long as you drain the blood. Matzah ben tish'a hai, but if you found in the slaughtered animal a live 9-month fetus, ta'un shehita, you have to slaughter it because a full term fetus that's alive is considered to be its own animal and not part of the mother once the shehita happens. It's alive, it's still moving, and therefore it becomes its own entity and you have to shehita. The hayav be'otov et beno, and the isur of slaughtering it and its offspring on the same day would apply. So if the 9-month fetus, after the mother was slaughtered, was there, you're not allowed to slaughter it on the same day as its mother. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. He considers the live 9-month fetus to be its own independent animal, even when it was inside of the womb. But Hachamim disagree. Even in the situation of a live 9-month fetus, the mother's slaughter purifies it and makes it permissible. Hachamim say that this type of fetus, 9 months live, is not considered to be its own independent animal, and therefore you're allowed to eat it without shechita. But this is only on a deoraita level. They would agree that on a derabanan level, that once the calf walks around, even though it was slaughtered while it was inside the mother, it has to have its own shechita before you eat it, so that people won't eventually eat animals without shechita. Rav Shimon Shizuri Omer, Afilu ben shemona shanim vehoresh basadeh, says Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, even if that 9-month fetus that was inside the mother's womb when mother was slaughtered, if it was taken out and it grew up to be an 8-year-old and it was plowing in the field, shehaitat imom et taharato, the slaughter of the mother made it permissible for eating. It could be killed in any manner and eaten, even down the line. Says Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, there's no decree on the Rabbanan level that a fetus that was found in the slaughtered mother has to have its own shechita. We'll conclude with a situation where all agree that the fetus does require its own shechita. Kera'ah u'matzah ba ben tish'ah hai. If he didn't slaughter the mother, but they cut open the mother, and they found inside of it a live 9-month fetus, ta'un shechita. You have to slaughter it, lefi shelo nishchata imo, because the mother wasn't slaughtered, and therefore the mother never purified this fetus to be eaten. It's not considered to be part of a mother that had shechita, and therefore, according to everybody, needs its own shechita.